Okay, welcome everybody to April 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson.
And as I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo.
And one of the reasons why I do this show is because Americans, unlike just about everyone else on planet Earth, fly our flag everywhere. It is truly awesome. Another reason why I do this show is because of the men and women serving in the military. If you are serving or if you have ever served, thank you for your service. By the way, folks, if you are listening to this on iTunes, just so you know, I love a good review. So do me a solid and write a review for me and recommend this to all your friends and family. Thank you very much for that. And we'll start the show off with a Pledge of Allegiance. So everybody stand up, face your flags, right hands over the hearts, and let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Beautiful. Now, moving on to today's program. The 1st Aero Squadron will take out some Germans. Lincoln is shot. The first NBA game is played at Madison Square Garden.
And a man in Hawaii wins a record for having the biggest flesh earlobe tunnel in the world.
Okay, so now let's get started. 1918. 1st Aero Squadron take down two German two-seater planes in France. Douglas Campbell from San Francisco was one of the pilots. Born 1896, was part of the Hat and the Ring gang for the 94th Aero, and fellow aviator Lieutenant Alan Winlow were the first Americans in the World War I dogfight. According to nationmuseum.af.mil, on Sunday morning, April 14th, 1918, they were on alert at Gengault Aerodrome near Toll, France, when German planes were spotted in the area. Lieutenants Campbell and Winlow took off in their Nieuport 28s, and almost immediately they saw two German aircrafts and attacked them directly over the flying field at less than 1,000 feet altitude. Full view of not only Americans at Gengault, but of the French citizens of Toll. Them Germans were sweating harder than Lindsay Lohan had a liquor store. Winlow and Campbell shot down two German airplanes and were back on the ground in a matter of minutes. This initial fighter combat by the U.S. Air Service, although probably successful due as much as luck and skill, convinced the French people that the Americans were superhuman. Like a boss! 1865. John Wilkes Booth assassinates President Lincoln. As an actor, Lincoln used to enjoy watching Booth's performance at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. In fact, he was so impressed with Booth's performance in Marble Hearts in 1863, he sent a note backstage inviting Booth to the White House. Booth declined without saying why, but later told his friend, quote, "I would rather have the applause of a Negro than that of the president," unquote. Wow. Whatever, hater. The assassination was an attempt to overthrow the entire U.S. government by Booth and his co-conspirators, Lewis Powell and David Harrell, who were assigned to kill Secretary of State William H. Seward, and George Atzerodt was tasked to kill Vice President Andrew Johnson. This would essentially break the stability of the U.S. government and refresh the Confederate cause. On this night, Lincoln told his bodyguard, William H. Crook, his continuous dreams about being assassinated every night. And Crook told him not to go, but Honest Abe had promised the First Lady that they would. Then something happened that Crook would never forget. Lincoln said goodbye to him. That was the first time he ever said that to Crook. Normally he said goodnight. The play that he and Mrs. Lincoln went to go see was Our American Cousins, and it took place in Ford's Theater. His bodyguard, John Parker, got bored with a play and left to go get a beer, leaving Lincoln wide open. Booth easily got in, shot Lincoln in the head, and escaped to the stage as he screamed, "Sic semper tyrannis, ever thus to tyrants." Lincoln died the next morning. The rest of the government overthrow plot pretty much was an epic fail. Lewis Payne forced his way into William Seward's house, but only managed to stab him before fleeing. Atzerodt backed out of the deal entirely to kill the vice president. The authorities eventually caught up to Booth in Virginia, holed up in his buddy's barn, and Booth refused to surrender. As the barn was set on fire and burnt down, Booth went down with it after being shot. Almost all the rest of the co-conspirators were hanged. 1968 now. First NBA game at Madison Square Garden with the Knicks beating the San Diego Clippers. And speaking of San Diego, 1965...
Happy birthday
to Charger quarterback Stan Humphries, my man. And in other sports, happy birthday also to Pete Rose. And
2014, Kiwi wins the biggest earlobe flesh tunnel in the world. It's just a shy over 4 inches. Good grief, man. Hawaii's very own Kala Kiwi can squeeze in an earring the size of a human hand. To make a flesh tunnel, you start with a typical earring size puncture in the middle of the earlobe. Every 6 to 8 weeks, you get another plug in there that's 1 millimeter larger than the last fitting. In time, you too can have a tunnel through your earlobe large enough for a golf ball, or in Kala's case, a tennis ball. Way to go, dude! USA! 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 No, guys, no.
And that's it, my friends, for April 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Yes, I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo, and I've got a website. Check it out. It's called joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and over there, you can leave a comment on the comment board and let me know what you thought about today's program. World War I fans, do you have any memorabilia from the 1st Aero Squadron you'd like to tell us about? Civil War buffs, what would have happened if Andrew Johnson and William Seward were killed as well? How would that have changed the course of American history?
What about that earlobe flesh tunnel? As my old friend David Pike used to say, I don't judge people. The last time I tried to walk on water, I had to use a snorkel. So hey man, whatever you want to do, as long as it doesn't hurt others. Hey Kawi, next time can you make a tunnel big enough to fit a cigar through it? Just wondering.
So yeah, let me know. The comment board is wide open. Now on tomorrow's program,
more about Lincoln's assassination,
the unsinkable Molly Brown, and Frank and Nancy Sinatra. So until then, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.